will proceed to the first agenda item.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, and other members of the board, our first item will be a report, as usual, from the Wells Fargo trustee for our retirement plan, and it's Mr. Fred Wells.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, and committee members. It's a pleasure to be here in Grand Prairie. In your packet, you can see the report showing that currently there are 88 retirees or beneficiaries receiving benefits under the retirement plan. Monthly distribution is $97,248.50. The authority made a contribution this year to the plan of $871,115. A balance in the defined benefit plan of $23,929,592.10. There are 185 participants or terminated participants that have a benefit in the defined contribution plan. Quarterly contributions from participants of $53,413.38, which is matched by the authority, and then an additional $30,542.45, which is a match for the 457 deferred compensation plan for the retirees. Distributions for the quarter of $14,423.68, leaving a balance in the defined contribution plan of $2,930,755.10. Any questions, y'all may have? I'll bring over the camera.
Mr. Chair, directors, I'll be briefing you from this portfolio, BlackRock in the front, Black Finder. First, Paul Harvey will not be with us this morning because of scheduling conflict. He sends his apologies, but he has sent us an update that I'll read later in this update. If we can, if you turn to Roman numeral 2, the tab, the page 16, shows our asset allocation. On the left-hand side of the chart is the previous quarter's asset allocation, and on the right side of the chart, which is the pie chart, is the current asset allocation. And also, I'd like to mention that this update covers the quarter of December through February 2007. There's been virtually no change in the asset allocation, which you will note that there's been a 1% decrease in the equity portion and 1% increase in the cash portion of the portfolio, and that the fixed income remained the same from the previous quarter. At the bottom of the page, you'll see that the current value of the portfolio is $26,826,000. And as of Friday, the close of business, taking into account that we're back to the higher levels of the year, is $27,450,000. The Dow Jones is currently at 12,612, and the S&P 500 is at 14,152. We may turn to the next page. It shows the top 10 holdings of the portfolio, and then the sector breakdown of the equity portion of the portfolio itself. Page 18, the next page, shows the actual sector allocation. The green bars being the S&P 500, and the blue bars of the chart being the actual portfolio. You can see that we're overweight energy, materials, consumer discretionary, healthcare, and information technology. This reflects the opinion that cyclical stocks should outperform as the market renews its uptrend, with a nod toward healthcare, the prospect of it moving up in the future. The next page, page 19, is the fixed income analysis. On the left-hand side is the actual of the pie chart. The left side of the chart is the current portfolio and its benchmark, the Lehman Brothers aggregate sector allocation on the right. The bond portfolio remains slightly shorter on average maturities than the benchmark. Opinion is we may see slightly higher rates in the future. Management will move toward those higher or longer maturities if and when that goes. Next page is the performance highlights. I'd first like to focus on the box at the bottom, specifically where it says the latest 3 months. The performance for the last quarter was relatively flat, slightly under the benchmark. And as you move to the right in that particular box, you'll see that the 1 year, the 2 year, and the 3 year performance continues to look favorable in comparison to the benchmark. And on the 5 year performance, we're slightly under the benchmark. Again, this is through February. There has been some change in the market. That covers the actual portfolio update. And unless any of the committee members have questions, what I'd like to do is move back to the front of the book where it says Outlook. This is the portion that Paul primarily gives us. He has mentioned in the past the predictions by Bob Dahl, who is the portfolio manager. And what we've done here is just put it in print. We've primarily discussed it in the past. We have the 2006 and his scorecard on that, which is page 2 under Roman numeral 1. Page 3 shows the 2007 predictions. Again, we've covered that before. And what Paul has provided, just as an overview and a current status, is after considerable volatility in the first quarter, markets were essentially flat. The increase in volatility should not be viewed as an abnormal, but more as a return to normality. Typically, 3 to 5% pullbacks occur 3 to 4 times per year. This describes the type of correction we experienced in the first quarter. Over the next few weeks, we expect investors to begin focusing on first quarter earnings, while the consensus is for full year 2007 earnings to come in slightly below the 7% mark. We continue to believe they will likely be around the 5% level. This will continue the push and pull that investors have experienced this year as earnings continue to come down while the economy tends to have weakening signs 1 week, stronger signs the next. The result is a Federal Reserve that is not yet ready to cut rates, and investors who are anxious to see rates come down. While long-term interest rates have risen over the first part of the year, we do not expect a significant increase from these levels. That said, we continue to favor stocks over bonds as an asset class. One factor that has helped push equities higher over the past 6 months is a continuation of corporate buyouts driven by high corporate cash levels and a growing number of private equity firms. In our opinion, this environment is likely to persist until either the availability of capital dries up or equity valuations rise considerably. In summary, we believe that the global economy remains healthy and conducive to good equity market performance. The potential for hard economic landing in the U.S. remains, although we believe there is a low probability of this occurring. Continue to believe we're in the second leg of the bull market. And that's Paul's comments. There's no questions that
well, that concludes our discussion of our agenda.